We, the Florida citrus industry, has been in Washington, D.C. the last 3 days, and we were actually there to support the House in their approval of a hurricane relief package. The hurricane relief package is huge. It's over $81 billion, and that includes relief and financial assistance for those from the state of Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, and many other activities, all associated with the different storms and hurricanes that we've had in the United States. So we were very pleased when the House was able to pass and move forward hurricane relief legislation. That would have been a welcome piece of legislation for the Florida citrus growers as well as Florida agricultures. And so that excitement that we were going to get that legislation passed was diminished somewhat. The Senate simply ran out of time. All during the 3 days that the Florida citrus industry was in D.C., we had heard nothing but encouragement. I think our part of the bill is well founded, the dollar amount and the damages to Florida agriculture. I think we're in good shape. The bill was passed with significant approval. And I think now, even though we're certainly disappointed, but recognizing there's Senate needs more time to review a piece of legislation with that dollar amount, it's a huge dollar amount, $81 billion, that we're disappointed, certainly, but we look forward to early next year in the first 2 or 3 weeks of January to get that legislation passed. Our message is, and all along, we knew this was going to be a heavy lift. There are not existing funds readily available for a relief to the growers. We have kept them up to speed. We have been communicating with them constantly. And so, as difficult it is, and there is a sense of urgency, we have got to get dollars back to the Florida citrus growers as soon as possible so they can start putting those dollars right back into the grow for next year and next season. So, we certainly understand the frustration, but we're still encouraged, and help is on the way. And I know it's difficult and frustrating when things get hung up in our national capital, but we just to have to continue to push forward. And the Florida citrus growers, they're a resilient bunch. They have responded to hurricanes and freezes in the past. This was certainly a catastrophe. And so the sooner the better. But as we talk to the growers, all we can say is be supportive. Let's get our Florida delegation, who is very supportive, our United States senators are working together. And so we're optimistic, but we know time is of the essence.